We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, huh? I'ma fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlemagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Oh! It's a breakfast club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, November 6th goes to Jordan Richardson. Jordan Richardson is our... was a valet in Baltimore at the Sagamore Pendry Luxury Hotel. Let me tell you something about energy. In fact, let me quote something about energy. This comes from Eckhart Tolle. The energy that you put out comes back to you. End quote. Okay. I don't care who you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it. Whatever energy you're putting out is going to come back to you. I'm talking to you from experience, which is one reason I don't do the vengeance revenge thing, because whatever you are attempting to do to someone will ultimately be done to you. In fact, while you're doing and saying whatever you're doing and saying to someone, what you're attempting to do to them has already been done to you. Yes, it's already done. Trust me. Whatever energy you put out is already happening to you in real time. And that is what happened to Jordan Richardson. I mean, that energy he put out came right back to him. Let's go to CBS News Baltimore for the report, please.
A valet is charged with stealing his $120,000 Audi RS7 and lying to police about it.
Yeah, I never in my wildest dreams could have thought when I handed those keys over, I even tipped the valet.
When he finally got it back, the car was totaled.
There's a full can of gas spilled in the whole car. Dumped the whole thing like they were going to set it on fire.
WJZ obtained charging documents in the case where police say the suspect, Jordan Richardson, admits taking the car and says he was approached by two men at gunpoint on Boston Street who carjacked him. Police say he then changed his story, saying he went to a car meetup at a gas station, and when he got out, someone jumped in and drove away in the Audi.
And eventually he breaks and tells them, hey, I took the car, I took it to Wawa, but then it got stolen from me, and I don't know who took it, and I don't know where it's at. I don't know what they did with it.
Eller says they did comp him in his room the day his vehicle was stolen and offered him another suite to come back, but he says that's not enough, and he says he's out thousands of dollars. Reporting live in Fells Point, Mike Helgren, WJZ.
Now, is he a terrible valet or a terrible carjacker? This is like when your parents tell you that you're doing too much, like jack of all trades, master of none. You want to be a carjacker, a valet, you probably rap. But now you're just the main star in a short film we call Double Jacking. Okay, in other situations, a man would be excited to star in a short film called Double Jacking, especially on Pornhub. But this ain't a movie, dog. Okay, now this could just be a coincidence. I doubt it is, though, because, oh, what a tangled web we weave. Listen, man, life is about choices. This valet made the choice to go joyriding or go to the car meetup, whatever he was doing. But whatever it was, he went to go show off. Okay, you went to go show off this stolen car. So you did it for the gram. Regardless of whether you got jacked, you was going to jail anyway for car theft because you literally took this man's car just to go to a car meetup or I don't know what it was. Either way, you went to go flex, all right? You went to go flex in another man's ride. Okay, those likes, those comments, those reposts, whatever validation you were seeking is not worth what's happening to you right now. You probably thought you was going to get cheeks by jacking another man's whip. Now you're about to be in jail, giving up cheeks, jacking another man.
You know what you mean.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got robbed at gunpoint, all right, because you went to a car meetup or you went to go joyriding, whatever. The real owner of that car probably would have never gone where this valet Jordan Richardson went. But Jordan had to go stunt real quick. He had to pull up shining one time, let people see how he living. And the people clearly liked what he pulled up, and they liked it so much that they took it from him. I'm telling you, this is how energy works. Okay, you get what you put out into the world because thought waves are energy that vibrate at a specific frequency. Okay, that frequency attracts similar frequencies to it. That's why happy people attract other happy people and angry people attract other angry people. Now, don't get me wrong, life is still going life. So you can put out all the positive energy in the world and bad things will still happen to you. But if we already know that, why would we do things that we know are going to create the negative energy in our lives that we already trying to duck? Huh? Jordan, you knew soon as you made the decision to steal this man's car, that wasn't the wise thing to do, but for whatever reason, you thought you could get away with it, and the law of energy said in real time, Let this be a lesson to us all. The reciprocation of energy. Always and every time, we will get exactly what we put out there to others. Okay, like karma, whatever we do will indefinitely come back to us in some way, shape, or form. Please let Remy Ma give Jordan Richardson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
All right, BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking about actress Yvonne Orji.
Yvonne, friend to the room.
She recently did an interview, and she was talking about her still being a virgin.
Are you still a virgin?
I am.
Oh, my God. I love this. This is the most original guest we've ever had on. And what are you, 39?
I am.
Oh, my God. That dam is going to break one day, baby.
And baby, let me tell you right now. People were like, oh, you know, Yvonne, I was like, pray for him. Whoever he is, why is he going to break for him? A lot of pent up energy up in here.
Oh my God. And you're going to hit your sexual peak when you start having sex. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to need a couple of men probably.
All right. So, let's open up the phone lines.
Yvonne out here guaranteeing her spot in heaven.
800.
This shouldn't even be a story.
585-1051.
This is exactly how people are supposed to live. You do know that, right? The Bible says don't have premarital sex.
Are you a 30 year old plus virgin?
Going to heaven. As far as we know.
If so, we'd love to talk to you. Want to know why? 800-585-1051. Are you a 30-year-old plus virgin?
There's nothing wrong with that. If you are.
Let's discuss.
You're actually doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Anybody in the room? Want to talk? No? No? Okay. All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. Call us up right now. All the virgins out there, if you're 30 years plus, we'd love to talk to you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.